Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Something's happening to me.
My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. Jim Cantarucci is our guest. He's the author of Personal Brilliance. Jim, give us that website again, please.
MyPersonalBrilliance.com and ELCircle.com.
All right, so check those two out, and you can find out more about the things that Jim and I are talking about on those websites. Hey, Jim, we've been talking about – the first thing you told us was to get to the butt real quick. Don't say no and shut people down. Say yes, but, or okay, let me think about that. How would that work out? And that kind of an attitude, we've been talking about how you apply that to relationships with employees, with stakeholders, with constituents, as you call them. But what about with vendors? What about with salespeople?
Yeah, this is interesting because what we're talking about is all about your attitude as the leader and how you approach things. So you always have a salesperson in front of you trying to pitch something. That's just the nature of the beast. And some of them are good pitches, some of them are bad pitches, but you want to manage that situation. Challenging that salesperson, that vendor, with no right out of the chute is not always productive. How about if we challenge them with yes, but make me understand how that's going to fit my strategy.
Or help me understand. How about
exactly.
That?
Exactly. So that shifts the focus and actually trains the salesperson. Let me give you an idea. EL Circle is a development hub for emerging leaders. We have video-based training on our site, and it's basically a membership site for a corporate setting, if you want to think about it. It's got a variety of different content, et cetera, et cetera. The person typically says no. I've got good curriculum already in my leadership training program. I don't need this. But if they're in no mode, they miss, as one client almost did, that we have the ability to have them have their good content in our distribution channel through the web, the way we do it.
Mm-hmm.
Once they discovered that, they realized, hey, we've been trying to figure that out, and we're planning on spending $1 million to do that. You could do that with EL Circle. Yes, we can.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were saying no the whole time, you would have missed that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the bonus of the other good curriculum and all that, and that's nice to have for them, but they got their distribution channel, all because we were patient enough as a salesperson to allow them to get to maybe this will work for me. If we took that approach with our vendors to say, yes, this will work, let me figure out how it's going to work.
Well, what about, let's
ultimately
turn...
Ultimately, we might say no, but we got to go through the process at least.
Let's turn that around. Let's say that we're the salesperson. And the person on the other end is saying no. Then, and how could we rephrase it? How, you know, should we say, you know, I heard you say no, and I know what that word means, but maybe I haven't done a good job of, you know, maybe I haven't done a good job maybe I haven't asked the right questions. Let me rephrase that. Let me rephrase my question. What do you think, Jim?
Mm-hmm. Well, if we start out the right way, we would have done our research, and we would be looking for those hot buttons and all and throughout the discussion. But let's
right.
say we did, and we just got the no out of the box.
Right.
Now we have to really start, again, tying back to strategy. So let's learn more about your strategy. Where is the hook in my product that can attach to your strategic point so that it can help that particular strategic point in your process so that you're going to benefit? And if not, you know, I'll go away. But that's what I want to verify, that I'm not hitting any of your strategy. If I'm not, I should go away.
Mm-hmm.
If I am, now you really need to get to, yes, but let's see how this will work.
Right.
And it's only fair to do that. So our job is to not let our potential customer stop at no and miss an opportunity to benefit from our product. I think that's the approach that we should
take. And this comes back to the thing that I used to tell myself when I'd go in on a call. What do I have to do? What do I need to remember? How do I need to behave so I can give my customer, this prospect I'm about to call on, the maximum opportunity to do business with me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if they're stuck at no, our job is to get them to yes, but.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do our job at that point.
Right.
And if they can't possibly get to yes, but it's a true no, then let's walk away. Let's not waste any more
right.
time. But we tend to walk away when we get that false no, when the client, customer, or potential prospect hasn't really thought it through. Our job is to help them think it through. And that's the same thing we were talking about earlier with our employees. It's our job to help them think it through.
Right. To give them the maximum opportunity to be effective for us, no question about it. Hey, Jim, give us the websites again, please.
ELCircle.com and MyPersonalBrilliance.com.
What about that radio show?
Our podcasts are up, and you can get those through MyPersonalBrilliance.com.
All right,
as well.
So check that out. And the book is called Personal Brilliance. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. As always, good job. We'll see you next time.
It's always a pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
Jim Cantarucci. That's two C's on the near the end there when you're Googling him. He'll be back another day. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.